iRockRadio.me. This is Rick Becker on Saturday, July 23rd. I caught up with David from Soul Asylum before his band played the Marquee in Tempe, Arizona on the tour for their most recent album, Change of Fortune. David proudly wore his Muhammad Ali t-shirt, and I started off by asking how he's been able to keep the band going for 35 years and how he has incorporated new band members into the fold.
Well, it never gets any less strange. It always is kind of interesting because you can't really predict what's going to happen every day. And we sort of manage to be the survivors. So the people that are here today are the people that really love it and the people that are the best at it. And that's kind of how it's gotten better and how it's stayed interesting, actually.
A lot of bands with your deep catalog wouldn't have to keep putting out new stuff, but you guys have kept putting out new stuff at a pretty consistent rate. Why is that? Is it part of keeping it interesting, or is it just that that's what you want to do?
Oh, yeah. I think that's the nature of the beast, if you will. I mean, I don't really have any interest in just sort of, I guess, going out and playing old songs, so... Yeah, I mean, you gotta keep adding and creating new things. Otherwise, you're just kind of, I guess, going through the motions a little bit. I mean, it certainly keeps you on your toes.
And if you could talk a little bit about the new album, Change of Fortune.
Well, we made it. We tracked it in L.A., and then we kind of did the rest of it all over in different studios in New Orleans and Minneapolis and Winston Studio in New Jersey. And it's probably the most progressive record we've ever made, and it was pretty fun because it was really letting the sort of patience take over the asylum, if you will. There's not a lot of structure because we know what we're doing, so we don't really have to sit around and wait for somebody to tell us what to do. We can just sort of go about the process of making a record without spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on, nothing.
So in 1993, you got the chance to play the Clinton presidential inauguration. Have you gotten a phone call yet about whether you'd play another one if there were another Clinton inauguration?
No, I'm waiting by the phone on that one. But one can only hope that, Chelsea's back in the White House again, I guess.
I'm Rick Becker, and I will have more of my interview with David from Soul Asylum coming up in a few minutes, but now let's get back to some music, iRockRadio.me.